I'm David Wellna at the Capitol. Harriet Myers came here today to meet with the Senate leaders in charge of the confirmation process she now faces. She's already had a head start getting acquainted with the 100 senators voting on her nomination. Myers herself contacted many of them to hear their views on whom President Bush should nominate for the job. Sitting alongside Myers during a photo op today, Republican Majority Leader Bill Frist praised her on a first-name basis.
Harriet is a nomination that we are excited about. We are pleased with. She has demonstrated her leadership, her character, her integrity in the past. She is a woman who understands judicial restraint, a woman who has been a pioneer in Texas in terms of the legal profession.
Frist said he hoped Myers wins Senate confirmation by Thanksgiving, a little more than 7 weeks from now. That would be speedy by Senate standards. And today, Arlen Specter, the Republican chair of the Judiciary Committee that will hold hearings on Myers' nomination, made it clear he won't be rushed by any deadlines.
When Senator Frist says Thanksgiving, I say, well, to the extent we can accommodate your timetable, we will, but not at the expense of being thorough. Very, very important to be thorough and to appear to be thorough.
Specter said everything he knows about Myers is good, and while he noted she may have not left much of a paper trail, he also said that on first blush, work she's done at the White House should be off limits due to lawyer-client privilege. Myers' confirmation drew criticism today from some conservative judicial activists. They noted that President Bush had campaigned promising to choose high court nominees in the conservative mold of Justices Antonin Scalia and Clarence Thomas. But Texas Republican John Cornyn defended the president's choice, saying Mr. Bush was not looking for a fight.
She's obviously not a Scalia or a Thomas, but I would say that just as John Roberts said during his confirmation hearings, he is his own man, and I think Harriet Myers will be her own woman.
Senate Democrats generally had good things to say today about Myers' nomination. New York's Charles Schumer called her a potential consensus nominee and said in choosing her, the president ignored pressure from the right wing of his party.
I think what the president's trying to do is thread the needle by choosing two nominees whose views are not very well known. On the one hand, not alienate the extreme wing of his party, and on the other hand, not alienate the rest of America. He did thread that needle with John Roberts, but whether he can do it again with Harriet Myers remains to be seen.
Schumer opposed John Roberts, as did Democratic Minority Leader Harry Reid. But today, Reid declared, I like Harriet Myers, and acknowledged he'd even recommended her to some of the president's associates. He praised her for being a fellow trial lawyer, though he seemed surprised to learn she'd contributed $1,000 to a presidential bid by Al Gore in 1988.
This is a woman who has practiced law just like I did. And you have a lot of pressures to do a lot of different things. And I frankly didn't know that she contributed money to Al Gore. But if she did, that speaks well of her. That only makes me feel better about her.
No dates have yet been set for Myers' confirmation hearings. David Wellna, NPR News, The Capitol.